Thou concerning it.
We parted last time with a question from a dear gentleman who sits close by.
Perhaps I could first apologize for upsetting the energy with the way the question was put.
Indeed, you did not upset anything. But it was felt necessary to be a little more understanding than perhaps I would have been, and would have dismissed such a question. But you did not disturb the energy as such. I have to say, on the question asked, that it is felt my difference, that it is rather an irrelevant question concerning matters which connect you all in the same way to that loving energy known to us all as the very existence of life. If you take all of existence, mankind, as you are upon this planet, is basically 99.9% non-material. You, my dear friends, are made from all existence, that love, that powerful being that is called the universal power. All universes, all beings, everything which exists is made from that energy, that loving energy. But you can see how insignificant that question is. Did the chicken or the egg?
Yes, I was thinking that a species that reproduces itself, if I could put it like that,
yes,
has to have its beginning, and I felt that beginning might be in spirit, and perhaps I was thinking too materially.
Yes, I have to agree with you, my dear friend. But we never wish to dismiss any question. But I feel it is time for you to move a little farther away from such mundane questions. We could make analogies of many things in your world. What came first? love or hate? Which came first, light or darkness? There are so many questions. But what you need to do is rise above all of these questions. Because in asking these questions, you are in effect doubting. I do not mean that in an unkind way, but that is what mankind does.
Yes, I see the logical difference.
Yes, in seeking, you are seeking in the wrong way. Do you understand?
Yes, I take your point.
Yes. It is difficult to explain to you without you having a fuller picture of creation. But it was felt necessary that I have this talk with you and to say, look beyond these many questions.
Yes, I see that. Thank you.
Yes. All of creation is unified. All of creation is part of each other. There cannot be division. Therefore, how can you answer such a question? I know, my dear friends, it is not the answer you expected, but this is the way you must go if you are to blossom and to expand that non-material part that is you.
Yeah. But now you've told us that, it makes sense.
Do you understand what I am saying?
So what you're really saying is that the difference between all that has been created is that 1% that is the physical.
Yes.
The rest is we're all the same.
Yes. Yes.
But more to the spiritual side.
You have to. You are spirit. So many times, my dear friends, I have said those words to you.
Yes.
But until you can find that stillness within, which really is the true self, and all other matters become too important, you have to let them go. And then you will find, no matter what questions arise, in that stillness you will have your answers.
I think that's it. For me, you just talking about that percentage, and I know that was, I don't know, but anyway, that brings it really home to me, just how much spirit we are, and
yes.
that's been a very useful few words from you, so for me anyway.
Even people who assume they are spiritual beings on this earth still look to that physical part as being the main contender of life. That is not so. You have to recognize the true self. And these questions will become less important to you. So, my answer to you, my friends, is that you must reach out and recognize yourselves first.
left us last time, you said that you it had touched your the source from where you came, or your the source of your existence. Can you tell us a little bit what actually happened to you?
What happened was that I was ready to answer the gentleman's question.
Mm.
But the pool from my side of life, forget the lady's throat is very dry tonight.
Yes.
I felt the pool from our side of life. As you know, I have always come to you as a conglomerate of beings.
Yes.
And that pool of knowledge was the force behind my having to pull away from this lady. Only very temporary.
Yes, you once described yourself as one facet of your diamond. So
all I speak to you, my dear friends, does not come from a single unit.
Mm. So did the pool relate to the diamond, shall I say?
If you wish to say that, that is acceptable, yes. It was felt that you have grown so much that to spend time discussing such a question was not necessary. You see, my dear friends, whether you understand or not, all of you have grown much.
I think we all feel that, saying that.
But now is the time to expand and allow your spirit to shine. You can take these words tonight and you can tell others that truth is simple. There is no need for elaborate questions to be answered. All life is simple when it comes to that great creative force. The truth is simple. You are spiritual beings, and that small percentage of you that is a material body is indeed a very small part of your existence now. I hope that has helped you to understand.
Yes, I think that helps us to understand and to understand ourselves.
Because there is only a very small percentage of physical, but there it's not all the spirit is not also just in this physical body, is it? We also have some in spirit as well.
You, my dear friends, are part of a whole.
Mm.
Do not isolate yourselves as you would being a human being. Mm. You see before you single entities.
Mm.
But let me tell you, the most part of you are unified, are part of that much greater whole. You are existence.
Yes, I think this is perhaps sensed in different ways by different people. And two of us recently met a mathematician who referred to a particular mathematical theorem known as Fermat's theorem, which was enunciated in the year 1637, but it borrows pieces of information that were realized by much earlier mathematicians. And coming out of that theorem, that there are series of numbers which people have studied over thousands of years, which give rise to could I just refer to one of my notes?
Yes.
Yes. Briefly, it refers to a series of numbers deduced by an Italian gentleman called Fibonacci. And those numbers in the series are such that each is the sum of the two numbers before it, so that 0, 1, 1, 2, 3, 5, 8, 13, 21 are in that series, and that series can be operated on to produce what is known as the golden mean proportion. And these ratio numbers occur throughout nature in leaf structure, in the shells of the seashore, in pine cones, and the golden mean proportion, which derives from this, has been built into wonderful buildings by ancient people. And the proportions are always pleasing to the eye. And it was Red Cloud who said that the creator of the universe was, and the etheric realms, was the most wonderful mathematician ever.
Yes, I take your words, my dear friend. Let me just say, do you feel that universal power, that great source of all life, is just random? You have to remember the intelligence behind the creation. Mm-hmm. And of course, that is what you are speaking about.
I think these mathematicians have felt that intelligence.
Yes.
And the
beauty. And where does that intelligence come from? Where do the mathematicians' numbers come from?
Oh.
It is simply impressed from.
understanding of the numbers impressed from spirit.
Yes. From that great intelligence, that all-consuming power that we all belong to.
Yes, it's...
It is simple, my dear friend.
Yes.
But so many on your planet try to complicate issues. The beauty of all existence.
Yes.
As you say, take a leaf, take a flower, look at the perfection that it gives. And where does it come from?
Yes. It is nice to have a record of understanding by these mathematicians who have been impressed.
Yes. They are being impressed by the beauty of simplicity. Because it is beauty.
The beauty and the simplicity seem to have a structure within.
Yes. They are feeling the beauty of the Creator.
Yes, it's not all of us who can find a way of describing it. But...
Try not, my dear friend, to describe, but to feel. To look with those eyes that have been given to you. To use all of those senses that you have been given. Use them for the purpose of growing spiritually stronger. And once again, I will say to you all, my dear friends, find that stillness and you will once more become part of the whole. And as always, I leave that earthly responsibility with each one of you. But I do thank you, my dear friend, for your questions. I also have been given the opportunity to speak a little more about creation. Whereas last time, I was ready to dismiss it very quickly.
Yes.
So I will say to you, I have learned much myself.
That's interesting.
And with those words, I will take my leave.
I think we all have much deeper feelings as a result of your teachings, Sally Mutt, and thank you so much for that.
It is so easy to complicate everything, to use words which seem to be words of wisdom. But instead, to use one word instead of 10 is much more easily acceptable. Do you not agree?
Yes.
Yes. So, with that, my dear friends, I take my leave. I leave you cloaked in my love. And that of spirit. We endeavor to help you whenever we can. But we cannot do it alone. We need your love and your cooperation. God knows.